You know I like to frequent Port Aransas quite a bit, and my favorite route these days takes me down to Hempstead, Belleville, and then Highway 949 through the town of Cat Spring, Texas. Home of the Crossroad Tavern, where every Friday night they gather for all-you-can-eat catfish. It's also the home of Herbert Kolochny all his life. He proudly calls himself the historian of Cat Spring. I asked him to tell me about Cat Spring, and he took it from there.
Well, I'll tell you, Cat Spring is a very historic place. 1834, when the German settlers started coming here, the Von Raiders and the Claybergs came here. Okay, Clayburgh is the Clayburgh that ended up at the King's Ranch. And anyway, he settled right here in Cat Spring, and his land joins my land.
Yeah, so you could say the inspiration for the King Ranch started in Cat Spring?
See, those people came here in 1834, and 1835, they kind of had a little bit of a time to settle down, but then in 1836 is when the war between Texas and Mexico, and the Claybergs and several of the Von Raiders, they fought in the Battle of San Jacinto.
Maybe you've never heard the story about how Robert Justus Clayburgh in the 1800s came to Texas, and thus the King Ranch did. Well, turns out it was a love story, says Herbert.
And he had just gotten out of law school, and he was going to set up a practice in Germany. But he was in love with a Von Raider girl, and Von Raiders were going to come to Texas. And she said if he wanted to marry her, he'd have to come to Texas with him. And so that's how the Claybergs ended up coming here and then going down at ended up at the King Ranch.
Herbert Kolochny is 79 years old. He's a writer. Matter of fact, he covers high school football for Seeley and sometimes Belleville. And he's written some books, The Settling of Cat Spring, Early History of Austin County, The Cat Spring Story, also Sports Legends of Austin County, and more. He's mighty proud to be a Cat Springer.
Cat Spring is it's something magic about Cat Spring. The land and stuff, people are wanting, there's a big tract of land just sold last week here in Cat Spring by some Houston person, and they're going to have a big horse ranch out here. I don't know, for some reason, Cat Spring is very attractive.
Talked about the tavern at the corner of FM 949 and FM 1094. Be sure if you're on 949 that you stop, because the traffic on 1094 doesn't. And the tavern? Oh, they do like to cook.
And Crossroad is known for Friday night fish fries. They've been doing that for, oh God, I don't know how many years, but they've been doing it for years, and it looks like it gets bigger and bigger. Place is not air conditioned or anything like that, but on Friday evening, all of a sudden, here they come.
So I was getting up ready to leave, and Herbert had something else he needed to tell me. It's quite a story.
The St. John Lutheran Church out here. A few years ago, there was some people. They had a kid that was born with, I think, cerebral palsy. And ends up, he got to be a grown man, was bedridden all his life. And her husband had left her. And this lady was struggling to make ends meet. The church found out about it, did a little program deal, and started raising money. And in 6 weeks' time, we had enough money to build her a house and gave her the house. She lives in that house right now.
Bravo to the people of Cat Spring. And thank you to Herbert Kolochny. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.